Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project, which we do each week in conjunction with Bark. Well, this will be actually the last week until we come back. Well, I'll be back about Jan 4, but the wake-up call per se back on the 18th. Kayla from Bark is with us. Morning, Kayla.
Good morning. How are we going today?
Very well, thank you. So we've got a big boof of a boy by the name of Mozart, or Mozzie, as we like to call
him. Yeah, he is a big boy, that's for sure, but he's just gorgeous.
So tell us the backstory to Mozzie the cat.
So Mozzie was surrendered to us a couple of months ago, just due to his owner being unable to care for him anymore. And then just through his routine veterinary checks, we discovered he had what's called an entropion, which is where his eyelid rolls in towards his eye. The eyelashes rub against the eye, so it's a very annoying condition. So in our care, he's been through a surgery to try and fix that, and he's been through a couple of weeks with the cone of shame on, and now he's up and ready for adoption. He's been up for adoption for a couple of weeks now, but unfortunately we haven't had anybody overly interested in, which is just upsetting because he's such a great cat. Like, he's just a wonderful, big, gentle wolf head.
Yeah. The old cone of shame, they can come in handy, though, because my ex-wife, they've got a cat which had its eye out. And so at least now with the cone of shame on, you know which way it's going, you know.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay, thank you very much. So look, what sort of family would be right for Mozzie?
I think anything that's chilled and calm. He's just a really affectionate, easygoing kind of guy. I mean, he's only a little over 4 years of age, so he's not old or anything like that. So just anything with a nice, calm vibe, preferably kids maybe over the age of 10, who just kind of might be able to pick him up because he's a big boy. Really, any kind of home would be great for him that just doesn't involve super youngsters or anything super loud and stressful.
Yeah.
But he loves a brush. He loves a pat. He's the kind of cat that's just going to follow you from one end of the house to the other. And every time you stop, he'll stop and look up. You're like, come on, pat me, pat me. So, yeah, he's a great boy.
He sounds fantastic.